happened this week. Here I am wrestling with this and needing to forgive and go through all this with someone who's done something a little deceptive and, you know, malign my precious little ego character. 4 days later, I get a call about my mom in critical condition. You know something? Who gives a rip? Right? Right? You know, who really cares about someone saying this or that about you in light of something really important? You know, who really cares how your hair is done if your husband is over in the Gulf? I mean, are you really concerned about what kind of car you drive? See, that's what he's saying. Live with such a perspective, a clarity, that priorities and what's important is stayed in front of you. And what will do that for the believer is realizing that perhaps today he could come. Perhaps today. Think clearly. That gives you perspective. And then the next word is and soberly. It means it's a little addition onto the front of a word. You know, like you have the word moral. If you add the word a, you get amoral. The word is, in here where it's soberly, the word is drunkenness. And then there's a little negative in front of it. In other words, don't live like a drunk. Instead, live seriously. Think with alertness. Think with clarity. Think in such a way so your priorities are absolutely clear. No fuzzy thinking. No little self-pity thinking. But view life the way it really is. Intelligently. Wisely. From God's perspective. Why? So that you can pray effectively. Pray intelligently.